Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Welcome to the Soul Connection Podcast, the place where you get the tools to truly connect to yourself. I am your host, Katie Arnold. Grab your journal, find your comfortable meditation position, and let's connect. Hi, friends. Welcome back to the Soul Connection Podcast. I am your host, Katie Arnold, and today's question that I am answering is, are there any online resources for learning yoga at home? Now, if you are just tuning in or did not check out the last bonus episode like this for the next quarter, the next couple of months here, I am testing out a new idea, so to speak, of answering your questions on the weeks when we don't have a guided meditation for our practice. And my hope is that we can dive a little bit deeper into these ideas of yoga and meditation and journaling and self-care and yoga therapy and really just help bring to light and answer any questions that you have maybe been wondering or curious about. So there is a link in the show notes to submit your questions. If you have a question, you could also use that form. If you have a guided meditation request, feel free to also put it in there. And I'm going to go through those questions, and on future episodes, I might get to your question. So definitely check that out. And the first episode that I did like this was answering the question of what is yoga therapy. A lot of you know I have been studying yoga therapy for the last year. I'm at the point now that I can start working with people and allow ourselves to see progress through yoga therapy. So if that's something that you are curious about, make sure you go back, you check that episode, find out what yoga therapy is, and if it's something that might be of benefit to you. But today's question is, are there online resources for learning yoga at home, or what are the online resources for learning yoga at home? And so this might seem like a relatively straightforward question, and in a lot of ways it is, but I want to help just kind of like break things down in case this is something that feels a little bit overwhelming when you are starting to create your own at-home practice. And so I'll just start by talking about like what you actually need in your space. Now, really the only thing that you need in your space is you. So we can start right there, but you want enough space that you can move around a little bit, that you could maybe be in downward facing dog and take a leg back, or you could be lying on your back and letting your knees drop to the side, things like that. So you want a little bit of space that you can move, but for the most part, the size of a yoga mat is about all the space that you'll actually need. And with that said, a yoga mat is a really nice thing to have. Your yoga mat is going to help keep you from slipping and sliding around. It creates a really nice designated space. And so I'll leave a link in the description of my favorite yoga mat, which is Jade Yoga Mats. This is not sponsored in any capacity, but they are my favorite. And people, students ask me all the time what kind of yoga mats I recommend. And while there are a lot of great mat options out there, out of all the ones that I have tried, I come back to my Jade yoga mat over and over again. So a yoga mat is a really good thing to have. And then in terms of props, props are something that can be really nice to have, but they are not necessary. You can always find similar items around your house to use instead of props. So I want you to remember that as we go into this practice. You don't need any kind of fancy yoga blanket to do a yoga practice with a blanket. You could find any other blanket in your home, or a chunky towel is also something that I have used before to replace using a blanket in my practice. Blocks can be really nice. Bolsters can be really nice. Straps can be wonderful. But again, we can find replacements in our home. So, you know, you could be grabbing towels or pillows or scarves or a stack of pillows or a stack of blankets or a stack of towels or a stack of books to replace blocks. Like, there's all sorts of different ways that we can kind of change this a little bit to let it work for you and what you have. You also have couch cushions. Like, sometimes we have to just get a little bit creative with what we have if we don't have props. But again, if props are something that you want to have in your home space, in your home yoga space, I'll leave links in the show notes to some props you could definitely grab and you can have on hand. But I don't want props and not having the specific quote unquote best props that you might need to be a barrier to entry. So I want you to keep this in mind. We can always make it work with something else around the house or skipping the props entirely. And then, of course, having a YouTube channel or a podcast or some way that you're allowing someone to guide you through this practice. Of course, there's the Soul Connection podcast that we are here right now, and I will guide you through guided meditations. I also have a YouTube channel, so I will leave a link to the YouTube channel in the show notes as well. There are hundreds of practices over there at this point that vary in length, that vary in style, that use props, that don't use props. So you can find a practice that will suit you and where you're at on any given day. And this just allows you to not have to think about what you're doing. As a yoga teacher, sometimes it can be really nice to move through my practice and just like go with what my body is at. But I also fully understand the benefit and how nice it can be to let someone else guide you, to not have to think about that. And so having a YouTube channel or a podcast or some sort of way to be guided through your practice can be such a nice option. So I'm going to leave links in the show notes for all of this kind of stuff. I'll leave links to my YouTube channel. I'm also going to leave a link to my low-cost membership. This is super, super low cost, and it is all of these guided meditations on the Soul Connection podcast, all of the yoga classes over on my YouTube channel, and they are completely ad-free and in a really nice searchable platform. So you can easily search length of practice, style of practice, all that kind of stuff, and it just takes all the guesswork out. It makes it so much easier. But I also give my membership a brand new suggested practice every single month. So I release a calendar for them. I built all the classes out in a nice playlist so it becomes really easy for them to just go to the next class, press play, and not have to think about it. But if this is something you might be interested in, I will leave the link for that in the description as well. I hope you guys have found this beneficial. I hope you can see that it is not complicated. It does not have to be complicated to set up your at-home practice. At-home practices are often not going to be 45 minutes or an hour like you might see at a studio. I find for the most part, people need a shorter practice when they're at home, and that is totally fine. This is not about going all out all the time. It's about building consistency. So if you can't get to a studio or a class at your gym or wherever you practice every single day, chances are you have a better chance of being able to show up on your mat consistently for 10, 15, 20 minutes, maybe 30 minutes, as opposed to getting to a studio for a 45 to 60 minute practice all the time. So I'm hoping you guys find this beneficial. I am hoping you are enjoying your at-home practice or are feeling inspired and motivated to create your own at-home practice. So if you have questions, definitely let me know. If you enjoy these bonus podcast episodes where I answer your questions as efficiently and succinctly as possible, definitely let me know. Leave me your future questions and make sure you take a moment to leave a rating and review, subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts, you know, all the good stuff we all say, because truly it does help small podcasts, especially like mine, grow and find new listeners and allow our community to grow. So thank you all so much for joining me. I will see you back here for your next Soul Connection practice.